getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another edition of Tin Zumpa Hour. Yep, it's your old-time oldies show, just like it is every week. We play old-time oldies, or oldies, because all the songs on the show come from phonograph records. There are no new releases on the Oompa Hour, which I know is sad to many very fine and spectacular modern-day old-time musicians. But it is the mission of the Oompa Hour to bring out all the great old phonograph records and a lot of the recordings that never got reissued digitally 20, 30, 40, 50 years later after they were recorded and whatnot. That's what we do here on the show, and if you like old-time music, you're probably going to have a blast. So stick around, we'll kick it off this week with the Ample Airs. Here's the Love It Up Polka.
Chłopcy i dziewczyny, przypomnieć papusze, szastoność nie czeka, lecz za późno będzie. Musimy się cieszyć, musimy się kochać, musimy se wypić i musimy kochać. Życie bez uciechy, jak flaszka bez gorzowi. Kochajcie się wiele, bo to nie na wieki. Staremu się nie chce, młodzi odnawiają. Kochajcie, kochajcie, bo czasy mijają. Wesele. Musimy się cieszyć, musimy się kochać, musimy se wypić i musimy kochać.
Yes, Ample Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records here on the show each and every week like we do, we've been doing for months and months and months now. We're glad you're along with us. That was the Love It Up Polka, by the way, from the Ample Airs here on the show. Want to remind you, you can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Simply drop us an email. It's very simple. It's oompahour@mail.com. Very simple email address. If you have a record you'd like to request, or you want a dedication, or you need the anniversary waltz played for something, or whatever the case might be, glad to help you out. Or if you just want to drop us a line, you could certainly do that. Just oompahour@mail.com. That'll take care of that for you. Well, let's see. We made it into November. This is like the first week of November. Pretty much no matter when you're hearing this show, unless somebody's rerunning a show that's well past the week it was originally meant to be broadcast. We're into the first week in November. We have survived Halloween. We have survived the end of daylight saving time for another season. It's not daylight savings, by the way. It's daylight saving time. And I don't know what we did with all the time we saved up, because I don't seem to have any extra. So I feel a little gypped on that. But we made it through that anyway. And now we're getting ready to go smoking into that holiday season. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Seems like it gets here so fast. Like you better start untangling the Christmas lights now, because it's going to take you a couple of weeks. Anyway, let's get back to the music here. Lee Morgan with the Midwesterners. This is called Swiss Chalet. Nothing like a little yodeling, I always say. But just remember, I was sitting in a studio hearing that in headphones. I think I may need to have my eardrums replaced. But there you go. That is Lee Morgan along with the Midwesterners and Swiss Chalet here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, yeah, we will do a tune here in a little bit and dedicate it to Daylight Saving Time ending. So stand by for that coming up. Before we go any further, though, I do want to mention A World of Accordions Museum, which is in the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street, and a place you may want to pay a visit or look them up online. And just be aware of them if you're in the area and want to pay a visit. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas are on display at the World of Accordions Museum, along with a vast collection of memorabilia, advertising, sheet music, history, the heritage of the music and the study of the music. A lot of events are always going on, too. I don't have a current events schedule in front of me, but you can get more information by visiting www.accordionworld.org. Check it out. You'll find a lot of interesting stuff there on their website, including contact information if you want to find out, you know, when they're open, if you're going to be in the area and you want to pay them a visit, take a look at the museum, check it out. Also, of course, I don't know if it's the world's only, but certainly one of the only accordion and concertina repair and technicians school, where you actually get certified education in repairing these amazing instruments. So check it out when you get a chance. It's A World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Back to the music on the Oompa Hour now. This is Tom Duda and his orchestra. This is called Where is Bonsville? Well, there you have it, Tom Duda and the orchestra. And where is Bonzeville here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldies show. Nothing but great old-time records each and every week here on the show. And I always like to remind you, when I happen to think of it anyway, that it would be really swell if you were to send an email or make a phone call or send a letter or whatever, postcard, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever, to the place where you're hearing the program this week, whether you're listening at a radio station or on a webcast or web stream or in a podcast or whatever the case might be. Let them know that you're listening to the Oompa Hour and that you dig the show, and thank them for carrying the program, because really it's kind of silly for me to do this show if we don't have all these great stations and places that like to carry the program and make it available for you to listen to. Back to the music. It's Chet Goron and his orchestra now. Here's the Varsity Oberic. Every time I do this show and I'm sitting here in the studio playing these records and I play tunes like that, I always envision people listening to their radios and stuff and their little iPhones and iPads and streams and what, and dancing in the kitchen is what I see. I don't know why I see that, but I envision in my head people dancing in their kitchens when I'm sitting here playing these records. Here on the Oompa Hour, like we do every week, like this one from Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, here's the Bartender Song.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
I know the bartender, he and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's when the friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house. bartender with the curly hair. When I want one for the road, he says you've had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender down the street, they call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy, he never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Hi, yeah, Dick Pillar, you're probably singing with. I know how that goes. Even if you don't want to, you accidentally wind up belting out the tunes with the records. Because I know that's what happened to me. All right, time for a waltz, I think. We always try to get one or two into every edition of the Oompa Hour. I have the Matt Go Waltz now. Here's Frank Wojnarowski. You think I said that right? If I'm wrong, send me an email. You could do that, you know, just oompahour@mail.com. But anyway, it's waltz time.
Mamo, ach mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie. Coś mnie nauczyła i tak dobraś była, nigdy nie zapomnę, nie. Mamo, ach mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie.
Yeah, some waltzing for you here. Frank Wojnarowski. I know I said it wrong. Some of these names, they make me crazy. You know, us old German guys have a tough time with the Polish names once in a while. But anyway, great song, Matka Waltz, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I'm telling you now, there is another waltz coming up later on in the program, because I already got the record over here ready to go. So stand by for that coming up. But right now, it's Witkowski's Polka by who else but Claire Witkowski and his orchestra. I always thought it would be a cool idea to start a band and name the band and his orchestra. So that then you'd be like in every band, because we heard from Tom Duda and his orchestra, Chet Garron and his orchestra, Dick Rogers and his TV orchestra. There's a lot of and his orchestras in the show today. Have you noticed that? Anyway, Witkowski's Polka. Here's Claire Witkowski, and you can all say it together, and his orchestra. Have it, Claire Witkowski and his orchestra with Witkowski's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I promise you, I did not set out to play records today where so many of them end with and his orchestra, because now I grabbed a Whoopi John record and I was actually going to play the waltz on the other side, but I already played a waltz and I got another waltz coming up, so I'm going to play the Poopsie Polka side. And it's Whoopi John Wolfhart and his orchestra, of course. So here we go with the Poopsie Polka.
Now you can't have Millie, 'cause she's kind of silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can't have Mary, 'cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can't have Susie, 'cause she's such a floozy and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, 'cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye, eye, eye. Tootsie, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
Tootsie,
There you go. Poopsie Polka, Whoopi John and the Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. That little voice, is that's not a girl singing, you probably knew, and it's not a kid. It's in the band, one of the guys doing that voice. And it reminds me of George Rock. George Rock was the trumpet player in Spike Jonze Band back in the 40s and 50s. You remember I'm Forever Blowing Bubblegum? Or do you remember All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth? Or You Want to Buy a Bunny? All had that little kid voice. And that was all George Rock, and George was Spike's trumpet player, and he was a big guy too, but he had that, could make that great little kid voice, and it was just, it always reminds me of that when I hear the Poopsie Polka from Whoopi John and his orchestra. And now we have Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, but that's okay because it's just another polka. Yes, feel ridiculous sitting here in the studio singing with these records all by myself today. But there you have Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra with Just Another Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I promised you on the way here, we do have a song I'm playing specially in dedication to the end of Daylight Saving Time, which happened over this weekend. And so that's on the way. But right now, I have the Al Denny Orchestra. Now, see, that's kind of a little shake-up there. It's the Al Denny Orchestra, not Al Denny and his orchestra. So that helps get us out of the rut we were in there for a while. Here's the Polish Sweetheart Polka. Ha-ha! Polish Sweetheart Polka, Al Denny Orchestra, Tim Zumpa Hour. That's all you need to know. And I need to invite you, too, to stop by and visit us on Facebook. I know that there's not as much there as there should be, because basically I'm goofing off most of the time, and I promised I would take a picture of this new record shelf that we put here in the studio. Maybe I could do that right now while I'm sitting right here live on the radio. We're going to do this here. Let's see if I can get my phone going here. All right, camera. Yeah, hang on, I gotta turn around because the record thing is over here. All right, let's hang on. This is what happens when you do live spontaneous radio, okay? All right, there we go. All right, I took a picture of the new record shelf with all the great polka records on it that we play here on the Oompa Hour. And while this next record's playing, I'm going to put that on Facebook for you. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, okay? So check it out when you get a chance. I told you we'd play a song, which I would dedicate to the end of daylight saving time over this weekend that's just happening, or just has happened, depending when you're hearing the show, because Sunday morning, the 1st of November, you turned your clocks back, and now it's darker earlier, and yuck! I don't know where all the daylight went that we were supposedly saving, but anyway, I have Sam Pugliano and his orchestra with what else? The TikTok Polka. Right on the record, that was Slovenian-style polka there from Sam Pugliano and his orchestra and the TikTok Polka in honor of the end of Daylight Saving Time this week here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Plenty of great old-time records to get into the program today. I have the Grandpa Polka, and I suspect that there's going to be more foreign singing in this. We used to call it foreign vocals many, many years ago when I worked at the polka station. They wouldn't let us play any songs with foreign vocals in it because they didn't know what they were saying for sure, and it could be saying something they didn't want them to be saying on the radio. But I feel safe knowing that none of these great old-time records are going to get us in trouble. I do have, I should find it, maybe I'll find it while this record's spinning. I have at the record shelf over here an album that's like an adult polka party album, and it says for adults only, and it's all sung in Polish, so I have no idea what they're saying, and I'm never playing any of it on the show because I don't know what they're saying. I'm going to grab that while you listen to the Grandpa Polka from the Russ Brothers Orchestra. There you go. I see again. I envision you all dancing around your kitchens there to the Rush Brothers Orchestra, the Grandpa Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldies show. And I promised you there would be another waltz in the show, and there is on Guide Records out of Houston, Texas, of all places. Here is the High Toppers Orchestra. This is the Garden Waltz. I should have probably warned you about those surprise tempo changes in that one, but that's what makes it fun. The High Toppers Orchestra there and the Garden Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I told you I was going to grab this record, and I did during the previous record, and then I forgot to tell you, and I've never played this record. It's the Polish Party, Adults Only, and it's got a line drawing, colored-in drawing of a woman in a bikini. It's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. It's from 1975. And on the back it says, "Important, not for airplay," in great big letters. And the first song on side one is the Dirty Panties Polka. And everything is near as I could. The titles are all in Polish, but they have, English translations underneath them. So I'm assuming that they're singing all the songs in Polish. So I wouldn't even know what they were saying. And so I just, if it's for adults only, I'm just a little leery about giving one of those a spin, if you know what I mean. So that just sits there in the collection as an interesting record to kind of hang on to. And anyway, those Versatones were a bunch of rowdy guys, because I got a couple of 45s. That also say not for airplay on them. And I don't know what they're saying because they're in Polish. They're sneaky that way. All right, Elmer Scheid and his band are up next. Here's the Merry-Go-Round Polka.
Thank you. know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, a couple more tunes. Easy going to fit into the Yumpa Hour this week. Maybe even three more. It depends how much I can not talk and I can just play the records for you. Casey Sorski and his band now. And, gosh, I forgot what the name of the record is, and I already put it on the record player. Oh, the You're My Life Polka. And, yes, this is Casey Sorski, and let's all say it together, and his orchestra. Casey Sorski and his orchestra. Casey, of course, a member of the Polka Hall of Fame and considered to be a master of the concertina, and you could certainly tell that in that tune, the You're My Life Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I have Rudy and the Checkmates. Oh, they're his Checkmates, I guess. Rudy and his Checkmates and Patty's Polka.
Thank you. she was real pretty. She came from New York State. Her name was Patty. She was real pretty. She came from New York State. Patty was lovable and so very friendly. She was the only one. She was the only one. She made them happy and so very joyful. Everyone loved her so. She made them happy and so very joyful. Everyone loved her so.
Aha! Rudy and his checkmates there. Patty's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and isn't it amazing how fast just about an hour can go? I mean, the show is never really an hour long, because darn it, we have to leave time for the radio stations to play some commercials and do the news and stuff like that every hour. But pretty darn close anyway, and it's always a good time here on the Zumpa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it all over again next time if we don't lose the spit valve on the tuba. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!